Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look at the composite trade as it sits right now. March wheat in Kansas City at 842, up 3 3/4. July, 858, up 1 1/2. March wheat in Chicago, 783, up 1/4. July, 795 1/2, up 1 1/4. March corn, 729 1/4, down 1 1/4. July, 719 1/2, down 1 1/2. December, 588, down 1 1/4. March soybeans, 1430 1/2, up 17. July, 1406 3/4, up 14. November, 1293 3/4, up 12 1/2. March soybean meal, 415.70, up 380. March soybean oil, 51.41, up 54. February live cattle, 130.22 1/2, down 20. January feeders, 148.72 1/2, up 40. February lean hogs, 85.60, and they are up 35.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Hi, this is Todd Gleason. Hey, join me January 25th for our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event. We'll share a little Illinois wine, eat some great Grand Championship pork, hear stories from Paul Cooley, do a little Ag Outlook with Wayne Nelson, Jackie Bakes, Steve Freed, and Gary Schnitke, and best of all, dine with Orion Samuelson. Your $100 ticket buys the meal, the show, and a signed copy of the Big O's new book. Even better, the funds raised will support the College of ACES Agricultural Communications and Hospitality Management programs. Register today at willag.org or call 217-333-9355.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
How are you today?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
And I'm doing good.
We just heard from Todd. You're part of that Voices of Illinois Agricultural event a week from Friday. Promises to be a very, very big evening.
Yes, it does. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being a part of it with Orion Samuelson and Wayne and Paul. And, you know, it's just going to be a good time. You're going to be there, you know, so I think that it should be wonderful, and I would encourage any farmers out there, what a great opportunity. You know, you, along with paying for your meal, you get an autographed book from Orion, which he'll even personalize for you. So I think that's pretty great.
That is. Tickets available on our website at willag.org, and those ticket opportunity windows are quickly closing. So if you've been thinking about going, today would be a great day to go ahead and sign up. Let's look at the marketplace. Based on what you're seeing, it has been, for the most part, a fairly bullish week. And the question becomes, recovery rally for sure. That's what most people think we're looking at. The question is, how much further legs does it have over what period of time?
Well, you know, the big thing, I think, before I even answer that, Dave, is I just want to make sure that, you know, we've been seeing a lot of commercial buying since last Friday's report, and that's primarily because there's big concerns, you know, that we may have to raise these prices to slow demand down some, because the carryout for corn was a big shock, the world carryout for beans was somewhat of a shock, and the export number. And when you look at the commercials, they've actually bought back 23% of their short positions in the past week. So they were already buying back somewhat before we even went into the report. The thing I want to point out is this is still just a short covering rally. You know, they call it a recovery rally. Well, it's a short covering rally. In other words, nobody's actually buying the market yet. We just continue to liquidate short positions. And so how high can we go? You know, when I look at corn, we challenged the 62% retracement of that move that we had from 767.5 down to 678, and that's right at 734. We went to 735 today. We're currently down 2 3/4 at 727 3/4. I consider that to be, you know, a very, very difficult place to get through. On the bean side of things, you know, we traded above the 40 and 50 day moving average, and there's probably more support for beans because they got hammered a lot harder. But you know that 200-day moving average is at 1445, and that's also the 62% retracement of the move down from 1501 and a quarter to 1351 and a half. Again, another really tough place. When you look at 62% retracements, those are considered trend changers. And so it's going to take some real solid evidence that we need to go through that. You know, when you look at the wheat, it's being supported by the dry plains and, of course, by the fact that Russia keeps selling intervention grain and there's just not a lot of grain available from there. But, you know, that 798 level, which is above where we are and we haven't even gotten close to yet, is only the 38% retracement. And so, you know, wheat probably has more legs than anybody else does at this point in time because nobody's really paying a lot of attention to it. But, you know, it's one of those situations where just don't get so caught up emotionally in this rally because it is a short covering rally. Happy to see it. Great opportunity, especially with where we're looking at on basis in both corn and beans. But it is still just a short covering rally.
Every contract on my board has moved more or less, mostly upward, some by 2, 3, 4%, with the exception of one. December 13 corn. Is the market telling us that contract is going to go absolutely nowhere until we get to planting season and see if we get the corn in the ground or not?
Well, I think with that, you know, it's reflecting two things. One is another big shock that came out of the report on Friday was that we actually planted 97.2 million acres, not 96.9. That was 300,000 more than we had thought we had. And we wouldn't be at these numbers had we not actually lost that 300,000 in harvested acres. So we actually went down 600,000 in harvested acres on Friday. That shocked the trade, but that also brought up the hackles on the back of the trade saying, if we planted 97.2 this next year, what are we going to plant in 13? You know, isn't it likely that we'll plant that 98, 99, maybe even go for 100 million? Yes, it's going to take until we get a little more of an idea of where we're at, and also weather-wise. You know, if suddenly we start getting in the 60s and 70s here in this part of the world earlier than normal, then I think they may sit up and say, well, you know, we might have to put a little drought premium in there. But until that happens, I don't think we're going anyplace great.
And is not also, just to carry this conversation a little bit further, is not also some percentage of the land locked into corn for a couple of reasons? One, farm work in the fall. There was a lot of work done this fall. But two, and all those fields where corn did not grow well, there's still a lot of nitrogen in the soil. You can't go to soybeans.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, it's a situation where, and you know, the reality is this, and I, you know, if you're a producer and you're out there, going away from your normal rotations is very difficult to do. I think we found that back in 2008, mm-hmm. you know, when
right.
we went up. Because from a harvest standpoint, from, you know, infrastructure standpoint of your elevators being able to handle everything, everything coming at the same time, just a real, real mess. And so, you know, they'll sit down and put a pencil to it. But at this point in time, you know, corn still pencils well. There's no question about that. And I do think that we're going to pick up some bean acres out of corn on corn acres, but I also can tell you that, you know, whatever pencils best is what's going to get planted. And if we get a decent planting window, we will probably, again, plant more corn than what is expected at this stage of the game.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn. 726 and a quarter, down 4 1/4, now 4 1/2. July 716 and a half, down 4 1/2. December 585 and a quarter, now 1/2, down 3 3/4. March soybeans, 1428 and a quarter, up 14 3/4. July 1406 and a quarter, up 13 1/2. November 1293 3/4, up 10 1/2. March soybean meal, 415.50, up 360. March soybean oil, 51.31, up 44. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.